Hello everyone. In our previous chapters and PPT slides, we have learned about AI technologies, the devices which are used in AI healthcare, and now let us understand the economic impact of AI in healthcare. Moving ahead, this chapter we are going to talk about how we delve into the impacts of integrating AI in healthcare. We'll explore the typical cost, benefits, and potential return on investment. And further, we are going to talk about how artificial intelligence is going to impact the jobs, workforce, and how it is going to change the way we are working right now. So let's move ahead and understand AI integration into healthcare system. So it not only promises to enhance the patient care, but also reduce the cost. It is going to reduce tremendous cost. We have spoken about it in our previous chapters, but now let's revise and understand how economic impact it will have on healthcare. So as I was saying that substantial economic implications from cost reduction to the creation of new economic avenues will be happening in AI through use of AI system. The AI driven system will enhance the way we think about the diagnostic services. It will reduce the unnecessary routine test. It will lower the healthcare cost. It will lower the patient's burden for healthcare cost. AI will also help, is helping in administrative functions such as scheduling, billing, recording, record keeping, minimizing the administrative cost. It will free up a lot of employees from the routine work because it is going to automate their task. It is going to provide analysis. It is going to predict the data, and which will help us to optimize the manpower, eventually helping us to reduce the cost. So AI accelerates the drug discovery. We spoke about it in our chapters where how it helps in development of new vaccine. We spoke about the steps involved and how significantly it is going to cut down the cost and also reduce the time taken to bring a new drug to the market. It is going to enhance and fasten the process of research, clinical trials, and eventually helping us reducing the cost and, of course, fastening the processes. The AI is going to analyze patients' genetic information and lifestyle and eventually help us in personalized treatment plans, reducing the trial and error approach. It is going to help us control the future chronic disease which are going to come by preventive measures we can take now by early diagnosis. So eventually it is going to cut down lot of unnecessary cost and eventually reduce the burden on the patients. The integration of AI healthcare is driving economic growth. It is through the innovations. There are a lot of AI startups coming up. And yes, with Digital Bharat program, it is helping a lot of startups to, come up and innovate and present their projects, start new initiatives. So Digital Bharat is one of our program which is helping everyone grow technologically. The global market for AI in healthcare is projected to grow exponentially. Yes, it is growing every day and it is creating opportunities for the businesses, investors, and every other individual who is benefited through AI in healthcare. So AI-driven systems augment human capabilities. They reduce error in the diagnosis. They provide precision treatment. They provide medication administration. They help in analysis. They help in mitigating the errors. They not only improve patient safety, but also save costs associated with correct treatments. So now, let us talk about cost benefits of AI implementation in healthcare. So when we talk about how AI is going to be implemented, we spoke about the tools and the technologies involved in artificial intelligence. Let us talk about how cost beneficial it is going to be in healthcare. So it is going to reduce tremendous administrative costs. See, it is going to help us optimize the services. It is going to help us optimize the workers, the healthcare workers. Eventually, it is going to improve the care, improve the services, and it is going to reduce the administrative cost here. See, now let's take an example here. Okay, previously, we would get an hospital bill on paper. Okay, that paper costed approximately, let's take a cost of 50 paisa. Now with digitalization and just imagine there are around 10,000 patients, 10,000 10,000 into 50 paisa is a huge cost. Okay, but now with digitalization, AI usage, a patient gets bill on his mobile phone. We are not only saving cost here, but we are also saving the nature. We are saving paper. So AI is going to help us significantly. So let's move ahead and understand private payers could see impressive annual savings of around USD 80 billion. That is what is you can see on the screen to USD 110 billion over next 5 years. So that is a predicted savings. And the numbers are quite impressive if you see. Okay, now physicians group stand to save around 3% and 8% of their cost, which could mean additional saving of US dollars 20 billion to US dollars 60 billion in savings. So if you see, overall the savings are more than 100 billions. Yes, 160 billion saving is predicted, which is a very huge amount. That amount can be used in new innovations in further improving the services and the care to the patient. So for hospitals, savings mainly stem from improvements. Yes. See, unless you improve, there are not going to be any savings. So if, like I took an example of a paper bill, if we would have not, merged from paper bill to a digital bill, we would have been spending that much cost. And if you think about it, for 10-year cost or 20-year cost, the cost becomes huge. The paper price is going to increase. See, I agree there are use digital equipments or digitalization, there is a maintenance cost, but as compared to traditional way, it is much, much lesser. So for physicians group, the focus is on clinical operations and continuity of care. For private payers, AI is expected to bring saving through enhanced claim management. So it is going to help enhance the way claims are passed. It is going to improve the healthcare management and provider relationship. See, basically, it is the digitalization of healthcare claims, like the process of submitting the claims, getting the approvals, is going to get more fast, and the errors in the bill is going to get reduced. So eventually, there is going to be a better relationship with the healthcare management and the provider, which is eventually going to benefit everyone, the hospital, the patient, and the healthcare provider. Besides financial benefits, AI also helps in enhancing the quality care. So it enhances the experience, like we spoke about it, and of course the clinician satisfaction. Now let's move ahead. So artificial intelligence improves many tasks. It improves scheduling, it improves diagnostic results, it improves handling claims, it helps summarizing the patient summary, hospital summary for the patient, it helps rescheduling appointment, it helps scheduling operation theaters, it helps in providing pharmacy, it helps in drug discoveries, it helps in personalized treatment plans, it supports innovation and personalization. So AI uses its technologies and tools to innovate and personalize the patient experience. So predictive AI analyzes existing data. We have been talking about this since our first slide, that predictive data analyzes a large data sets. It involves big data where it analyzes the data and eventually predicts the data. It helps us forecast the healthcare outcomes. It helps us forecast the risk, the benefit, any chronic disease. It helps in preventive care and accurate diagnosis of the disease. It focuses on early intervention, which eventually helps in better clinical outcomes. So predictive AI streamlines the processes. It enhances patient care. It not only helps, you know, it enhances patients' experience in hospitals. It identifies high-risk patients. It triages the patients, low-risk, high-risk. It helps prioritizing the patient. It helps personalizing the care plan. It reduces the readmission. It reduces the cost. It helps patients save money. Basically, it is revolutionizing the healthcare, the way healthcare is working. And it serves healthcare's different needs. It serves healthcare workers like doctors, nurses, pharmacists, pharmacologists, research and analysts, as well as the patients. So now let's talk about the factor influencing the cost of AI implementation in healthcare. We have spoken about how it benefits us. Now let us understand how, you know, what is the cost when we talk about implementing AI tools in healthcare. Let's first start with a few examples. Now there was an AI telehealth solution. A health technology firm started a project to enhance their telehealth network, utilized in multiple American hospitals with video analysis feature. The AI system would allow healthcare providers to deploy facial recognition and natural language processing, that is NLP, techniques to access consultation video recording. The main goal was to refine doctor-patient interaction. So it was to build the doctor-patient interaction to improve the experience, and the solution performs linguistic analysis of video sessions to detect changes in communication patterns. So it provides the insights into the patient health, assisting the physician in devising more effective treatment strategies. Now, the basic version of this video would cost, you know what, it's $50,000 to develop, which is a huge amount involved here. Now let's take another example of intelligent recommendation engine. A technology startup sought to integrate an AI feature into business to customer platform or B2C platform that connects users, local service providers. The idea was to substitute search filters with machine learning algorithms that can analyze input text and generate a list of relevant service providers. Now, this solution was based on Amazon Web Service Analytics. The project included only recommendation engine, but also manage cloud infrastructure for training, deploying and hosting the relevant machine learning models. And this, this system, the intelligent recommendation engine, costs around $35,000. Now let's move to one more example of virtual assistant. A mid-sized organization wanted to develop a custom virtual assistant. A virtual assistant who can help carry out the routine day-to-day tasks, which include your Siri or Google assistants. And some businesses needed customer virtual assistant that leverages the company data to attend customers' query and employees. We all, many of the organization uses that virtual assistant who helps people book appointments, who help, connect to the patient. Now, this virtual assistant cost around $35,000. So now, when we are talking about the AI tools and their cost, let's move ahead. The cost of AI implementation in healthcare is influenced by several factors. Now that we have seen example, let's get into details. What factors influence the AI solutions? The data acquisition and preparation, the team expertise, infrastructure, regulatory compliance, and maintenance strategies. Now let's go ahead and break down these key factors. So now let's talk about type of AI solution. First is complexity. More complex AI solutions, the deep learning models require significant investment in development, training, and infrastructure. So as we say that if the model is very complex, it will require rigorous training of the team. It will require appropriate infrastructure. It is going to require significant investment in the development. Second is customization. So custom mode solutions are tailored to a specific healthcare requirement. They are generally more expensive than ready-made solutions or available solutions. So customization increases the cost of the AI tools. Functionality, the complexity of the AI functionalities, example, the diagnostic accuracy or the predictive capabilities directly impact the cost of the AI tool. Minimum value product cost. The typical cost of minimum viable product for healthcare powered by standard machine learning algorithm is around $150,000, whereas the cost of MVP running on a custom neural network will be around $200,000. So cost associated with R&D. Now, the cost associated with research and development, the decision to go with customization or improved deep learning neural networks, or the choice of the tools we are using, and also the research development adds to the cost depending on the research and development effort required, the tools used. So let's go further and understand technology stack selection. Selecting a scalable technology stack that will go beyond the initial MVP needs also an R&D process, which will again add to the cost. So as I was talking about research and development, the technology what we are using or how much research is required or what extent of clinical trials are required, this all adds to the cost of the tool or cost of the AI infrastructure. So further is cross-functional team. A typical healthcare project requires a software architect, a subject matter expertise, a front and back end engineers, the quality assurance and quality control testers, designers, project management, machine learning engineers, data scientists. So eventually it is a huge team or a multiple stakeholder team which comes together, bring their skill sets together and create or develop an artificial intelligence. So these all skill sets are very expensive. They come with a high cost. The expertise cost is quite high. And the market, the demand for such skill sets are very high in the market, eventually increasing the cost of the skill. So making the skills very expensive, and actual cost depends on the availability of the skilled force. Now the technical depth. Acknowledging and addressing technical depth is essential to reduce the overall cost of the healthcare application. Now the technical depth refers to the cost incurred from taking shortcuts in the development to get a product or service out to market quickly. So when we try to fasten the process or procedures, it incurs to a technical depth. It means trying temporary fixes and moving ahead, because there is always a hurry to launch a product. So eventually you do a quick fix, you move ahead. You do a quick fix, you move ahead. So eventually it adds to the technical depth, and later on it increases the overall application cost. So suboptimal code and system design can slow down development, increasing the occurrence of bugs and raise maintenance cost. So So when we talk about quick fixes, it eventually increases the cost. Now the development options, we have spoken about it before. The development options from a scratch is an intensive effort. So when we try to use a ready-made product, the cost is lesser as compared to the customized AI framework or AI design we choose, or as per our requirement, if we try to modify it, the cost goes up, the development cost goes up. Regulatory compliances. So now let's talk about training and validation. Artificial intelligence models, precision, performance, and reliability are all related to intense, time-consuming, and pricey training and updates. So see, if you develop a tool or an AI tool, it doesn't end there. You have to ensure that you train the manpower, you train the people on that tool. You have to ensure that that the people who are going to use that artificial intelligence tools are well versed with all the functionalities of the tool, and that is going going to, cost the regular trainings for the team. You have to ensure that the updates, they are trained on the new updates or the new versions. There is regular intense training, which adds to the cost of training cost, which adds to the training cost. And ongoing maintenance and monitoring are also necessary. So when we develop a tool, we also have to ensure that the maintenance is done on the regular intervals to prevent any potential capability or security issues. So eventually, it is all going to add to the cost of the artificial intelligence tools or technologies, what are upcoming or what are going to come up. So we spoke about regulatory compliances, and one of the part is quality assurance and testing. If we do not maintain the quality of the product or the security of the product, the testing is not done well, eventually we will be penalized. So we have to ensure that the quality assurance is essential, and it involves separate test data from live data, and it involves organizing data lakes and focuses on AI concerned UX. So see, it's a regular thing. You have to ensure that it doesn't end where you implement the AI tool. It is a quality assurance test, what you have to repetitively do to ensure that the tool is working well, the data is appropriate, there is no issues in the data sets, or the data sets are not biased. We spoke about all these complications related to data which may occur. So quality assurance is important, and it adds to the eventually cost of the AI tools. Hiring and outsourcing, we spoke about it, how the cost of the skill set is more. A remote team for the same project cost lesser as compared to the experienced resources in-house. So when you hire a team in-house, it is going to cost much more than the freelancers you may hire for an remote projects. So that again varies the cost, and if you plan to do an in-house hiring, it is going to add to the cost of the tool. Front-end complexity. Consider the number of front-ends required. The web, the mobile, the wearables, the tablets, and its effects. Development cost. Yes. More the front-end needed, the higher will be the development cost. The higher will be the maintenance cost. So eventually, it adds to the cost of the AI tool. Data integration. Having adequate data available in-house for training algorithms is ideal. It is required, and it must be obtained from various sources. And when we talk about obtaining data from the various sources, it also involves connecting to the various sources, the data integration, and that eventually incurs the cost, which again adds up for the development of an AI tool. Integration to ensure compatibility and interoperability with the existing AI systems need to be modified or updated for integration with current healthcare infrastructure, such as electronic health record. So when you are introducing some new tool, you have to ensure it is compatible with your current tools, what you are using. It complements it and does not come as a different tool in itself, which will eventually not be of any help. So integrating the both applications is important, which eventually adds to the cost. The cost of integration impacts the budget. Now it depends upon the quantum of modification required for the interoperability. So it depends upon the application, what are we generating, what are we developing, whether it is compatible, not compatible, whether it requires integration, does not require an integration. So it all eventually adds to the cost. Software features and development. So features selection decision must be taken judiciously. Adding feature requires additional effort and it impacts cost. So I was developing one of my applications, and in that application, in the initial phase, I missed out video calling was not very in trend or it was not very widely used at that time, my application did not have that feature. And when COVID came in, okay, I thought of adding that feature in my application. And when I spoke about it with my developer, of course, it was an outsourced developer or the remote developer I was using for this. It incurred me a lot of cost to add one video calling feature in my application. And that is how it adds. So whenever you do a feature selection, if you have initially selected some 5 or 10 features and eventually think, oh, you have to add 2 more features, it impacts the cost at a higher rate. It adds to additional efforts. You have to check the compatibility and eventually it adds to much more cost. Now, the features like on-device AI analysis promotes enhanced security and speed, but requires more effort than a cloud-based AI. Now, handling PHI requires extra protection step, increasing the development cost. So, cost will increase with each additional platform, each additional application, each additional feature. So, eventually, it adds the cost of AI tool. So, AI-friendly design should follow the principles like transparency, user goals, intuitiveness, accessibility, and inclusion, an essential feature but adding to the cost. So, as we spoke about how every feature is going to add to the cost. Now, let's summarize this. Okay, we have spoken about the factors which add the cost, and we have spoken about type of AI solution, minimum value product, cost associated with research and development, technology stack selection, cross-functional team, technical depth, development options, regulatory compliances, and training, validation, quality assurance, hiring, front-end complexity, data integration, and integration with existing applications, software feature and requirements. And now let's see the cost of AI models. Here on the screen, you see how the different AI model you choose impact on the cost and the development time required for that. Now let's start with ML algorithms, which cost $150,000 $200,000 and also takes around 3 to 6 months in the development. It is used for predictive analysis, risk scoring, and data classification. Neural networks cost $200,000 plus $300,000, and the development time is around 6 to 9 months. It is used for complex pattern recognition and diagnostic tools. Generation AI is costing around $250,000 to $500,000 and requires around 6 to 12 months. It is used in large language models for clinical documentation and chatbot solutions. The CV model cost around $180,000 to $400,000 and is developed in 6 to 12 months. It is specialized for video or image-based diagnostics such as radiology or pathology. AI-powered RPA is developed in 3 to 6 months, costing around $100,000 and $250,000, and optimize administrative tasks such as billing and the patient scheduling. Overall cost ranges from around $100,000 to $500,000, where the time of development ranges from 3 months to around 1 year and more. And as we see, it is used in the various scope in healthcare to develop the various tools in healthcare. Now let's talk about additional non-development cost factors. Now we have spoken about development cost. Now let's move to understand what are the non-development cost factors. So after you implement your AI tool, what are the factors which add to the cost? First is maintenance. The app requires ongoing maintenance. It requires updates, upgrades. It requires adding the features. It requires optimizing efficiency. It requires removing bug. And this all comes with a cost. So approximate of $80,000 annually is a predicted cost for that. It depends upon your project size, tools, everything we have spoken, how the cost factors depend upon. Since the medical knowledge and the procedure change over time, the AI systems need to be trained. Yes, every day in the healthcare world is a new day. There are new innovations happening day in and day out. And you have to ensure that the AI system needs to be trained for the new techniques, new development, new researches. And this is a part of maintenance of that tool or the system. Hardware cost, the cloud servers like Google, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, or on-premise local field programmable gate array, that is FPGA servers for machine learning and artificial intelligence. These are reprogrammable servers after manufacturing and have low data latency and rapid processing. So assets such as storage platforms, network infrastructure, network security system need to be installed, which adds to the cost, non-development cost of the AI. Data-related process, data collection and management are essential for the algorithms. We have learned that throughout our chapters, and that generates a precise predictions. See, to have the accurate prediction, there need to be a large data set. And the large data set's integration is going to, help us predict better predictions about the disease, about the outcomes, about the preventive measures, and the data will need to keep flowing even after the launch. So the data needs to be added, it needs to flow through the system, and it requires other sources or in-house sources to be procured. The large healthcare data sets can be expensive to acquire. Clean data, the manageable data, especially when we collect data from the various sources, it needs to be combined, digitalized, integrated, cleaned, and eventually it all comes with the cost. And it requires IT skilled professionals, which eventually adds to the cost. Now we talk about technology updates, keeping the technology stack relevant to the leverage advanced model that may become available, and updates on the existing version of the software stack is required, and it adds to the non-development cost. Personal training, we spoke about training in the development cost, so the training doesn't end, it's an ongoing process. So yes, it is part of a recurrent cost to the development. Now let's talk about benefits of AI implementation. What are the benefits? We spoke enough about AI tools, the cost. Now let's talk about how is it going to benefit the healthcare. It is going to improve the efficiency and productivity. The routine tasks such as scheduling, canceling, organizing, drug administration, data entry, they occupy the healthcare workers. They take a lot of time consumption. With implementation of AI tools, it is going to help us optimize the healthcare professionals. It is going to help us optimize the time taken for their tasks. AI streamlines tasks, it streamlines the workflows, it streamlines the processes, it reduces the labors, it reduces the manual labor, it improves the accuracy and treatment recommendations. So eventually it improves the productivity. Cost savings. AI can cut down the cost. We spoke about the example of a paper, how a digital bill reduces the cost and saves the nature too. So AI can cut cost in various healthcare processes. So it doesn't only save costs for doctors or the healthcare institute, it also helps cut down costs for the patients. It helps minimize the treatment cost. So AI streamlines the processes, reduces the paperwork, optimizes the staff, and eventually cut down the operational cost, which eventually benefits the patient. The efficiency also improves, the cost is also reduced, eventually it enhances the financial health of the organization. AI wearable devices monitor health and detect problems. Early detection of problems leads to fewer doctor's visit, and it helps timely intervention, doctor's intervention. It helps timely clinical management, and eventually it reduces the cost associated with the chronic disease or the chronic, in the doctor's visit or when they just want to do a small visit, the travel cost is reduced if you do it digitally. So eventually it is going to help reduce the cost. using AI in medical imaging like X-rays and MRI help find new disease markers. So it helps finding, the tumors. It helps in precision clinic. It helps in better treatments, faster clinical trials. And the result includes 10% higher success rate and 20% lower cost and time. It helps in quicker approval by up to two years, significantly boosting the value of medical projects. So AI helps in improving patient outcomes. It helps in personalization. It helps in precision treatment. Not only it enhances patient's experience or satisfaction, it also optimizes the resource utilization within the healthcare. It reduces the readmission. It reduces the cost when it comes about readmission. It, by giving the personalized care, by appropriate intervention at appropriate time, it saves the cost. It enhances the drug development process. It accelerates the drug discovery. It develops processes by utilizing powerful algorithms. So there is vast data sets, biological data sets, which are analyzed, and identifying potential drug candidates are segregated or choosed, and then more swiftly than the conventional method. Because there is so much of data available, you know which is the right candidate for the trial. You know which is the potential drug candidates. So it helps the data set, the AI technology helps us choosing the right candidate, segregating from the number of candidates, vast number of candidates. This expedites the process. So it is going to expedite the process, eventually cut down the cost, and it will help us bringing new drug to the market at lower price as well as at a earlier, time as compared to the traditional methods. How it helps in economic growth. Now let's talk about economic growth through innovation and investment. The integration of artificial intelligence is driving economic growth through, innovation with AI startups, established tech giants, investing in healthcare solutions, which is fostering an ecosystem of innovation leading to the development of cutting-edge technologies, creating jobs for the people. So there are requirement of the skill sets of workers. There is required people who are aware about AI technologies, who are able to work with the skill set required, who work on the data tools, who work on the big data. So there is a market of new, it has created a new job opportunities for the people with the new skill set. So eventually it is adding to the economic growth. The AI in healthcare is projected to grow. Yes, we are seeing it growing tremendously. We have seen COVID days and how it has grown during the COVID days. And after that, it has not stopped. It is just evolving. It is just growing to the next level. And eventually it is creating opportunities. It is creating opportunities for AI startups, businesses, investors, and also for the general public, because it is going to create the job opportunities, creating a job opportunity. Moving ahead, it reduces the human error associated with an associated cost. So human error is human. Human error in health can result to significant financial burdens. So while, manual calculating the bill and the bill calculated by AI technologies is far more different and error-free as compared to the manual calculation. So AI-driven systems augment human capabilities. It reduces the errors in diagnosis. It reduces reduces the error in the treatment planning or the medical administration. Just as an example, there are self-administrating pill dispensers. So when we say a self-administrating pill dispenser, you put a timer on it and it dispenses your medication. And once the nurse administers the medication, she can mark that it has been given. So eventually then it is connected to the software system where your drug management can be seen well. So there is no human error where a nurse has forgotten to administer the medications or administer the injection. There is a reminder associated with it. You fill the dispenser accordingly and it basically provides at the time, it gives a reminder, and it helps in a better administration of the dosages. So AI improves safety, it reduces cost and correctness of the treatment. Eventually, it helps reducing the medical legal cases. Now let's talk about barriers of adoption. Yes, now that we have spoken enough about AI healthcare benefits, let's talk about how it is, what are the barriers, why there is apprehension in adopting AI healthcare. So despite its cost efficiency, we have seen how cost efficient it is, how accurate it is, but always there are barriers, and let's understand what are those barriers. First thing is the skill gap. Yes, there are not enough people who are trained on this software. There is skill gap available. There are regulatory compliances. We spoke about it, that there are a lot of regulatory compliance. Data privacy is and security is a concern. It is a major concern. We have spoken in our previous slide, staff training, attrition of the staff, which cause, you know, recurrent trainings and workflow adaptation. There is always, you know, when we talk about staff or human resources, there is always workflow adaptation issues. So these all, you know, add to the barriers. The digital literacy issues among the older patients. Yes, they are resistant to new technologies. They pose a huge hurdle. See, they are not digitally literate. They are not very tech savvy like the newer generation. And that's why they are not very comfortable. They are not comfortable doing, digitally consulting the doctor. They want doctor to see the doctor. And as the old people say, that once they see the doctor, the disease just disappears.